So, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Samach, a Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learned about include Hamagadif, one who blasphemes Hashem's name, whether he is liable for Shem Rabba, Hashem's 42-letter name, Shem Ben Arba Oisius, his 4-letter name, or Ben Shtei Oisius, his 2-letter name. When the judges hear the blasphemy repeated, Oimdin, they stand upon hearing Hashem's name, Kairin, they rend their garments, and Loimachan, they do not mend these garments. However, Ha'edim in Chayov in Lekroya, the witnesses tore their clothing upon hearing the blasphemy, and so they do not rend again when it is repeated in court. The Gemara brings a machlekes whether Hashemea askar mepi oibi kachavim, whether one rends their clothing when hearing blasphemy from a non-Jew, and whether kairin alkinu, whether one rends their clothing when hearing someone blasphem one of the lesser names. Afani kamayu, whether saying I heard the same as the first witness, is valid testimony. Ha'ibud abaydis kachavim, one who worships idols is liable for skila stoning. The Gemara discusses ha'ibud kedarka, one who serves the idol in his customary fashion, and hamazabeach, hamakate, v'hamanasach, v'mishtachave, one who slaughters, burns, or pours an offering or bows to the idol, even if it is not the customary way to worship this idol. Mechashvin me'avoyde la'avoyde, whether one is liable for slaughtering with intent to sprinkle the blood for the idol, and whether it is permitted to benefit from the animal.